Alright, Jabal Sayyid, good morning. Let's begin. So we have the great Zuchos this morning to begin a new Sefer. Sefer known as Gan HaEmuna, or more popularly known by its English name of Garden of Emuna, by Rav Shlomo Arush. You'll Google Rav Arush. He's quite an incredible individual who actually, when I did not realize, I always knew about the Sefer Gan HaEmuna, but he has a lot of, we'll call it in the Garden series, he has a number of different svarim on different topics, and he's really just an exceptional Baal Machshava, who is able to take timeless lessons, but kind of give them in a contemporary framework. So we're going to enjoy this very much. It's a really uplifting Sefer that touches on almost all areas of life. So let's begin. The truth is, he has a beautiful hakdama, a beautiful introduction, which we should do also. I think maybe we'll actually come back to the introduction at a later time, but today we'll start the Sefer. So Perek Rishon, the first chapter, Yisod HaEmuna, the basic fundamental foundation of faith. Now before we start this, you know, I've always found it interesting. So anyone who's ever gone through a yeshiva education, or a day school education, so the curriculum, we pretty much know, the curriculum hasn't changed all that much in the last, you know, few thousand years, right? We learn Chumash, we learn Mishnah, we learn Gemara, we learn some Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, we learn Parashas HaShavua. The amazing thing, and again, someone will tell me later on if their experience was different, is the one thing we actually never learn is Emunah. We never learn faith. Now, there could be a variety of different reasons for that. It could be that reason number one is because you can't really learn faith. You experience faith. You're supposed to see Emunah in your parents. You're supposed to see Emunah in your upbringing, in your household. You're supposed to see Emunah through your life experiences. And perhaps one could posit that you can't teach Emunah. I would not posit that. I think you absolutely can teach the basic fundamental tenets of faith. Vaharaya, that's what we're going to be learning right now. But it's an amazing thing. That's why sometimes we find ourselves in a Yiddishkeit in a very interesting situation, where we find ourselves very, we'll call it, mechanistically dutiful. How was that? Mechanistically dutiful, in that we go ahead and we fulfill all of our obligations. Meaning, I'm keeping Shabbos, I'm keeping Kashrus, I'm keeping Taras HaMishpacha, I'm being honest in my business, I'm doing all the things I have to. But if you ask me what I feel inside, what do I feel? Do I feel this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? After Shabbos is over, do I feel enlightened, inspired, and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or am I like, oh my gosh, you know, the movie starts in 25 minutes, we got to get out of here. Again, the rated G one I'm talking about right now, the rated G one. So you know, the PG, fine. So that's the real Shaila. A lot of times, we're doing everything we need to do, but lav davka, that we actually feel anything inside. So he writes the following. That's what we're focusing on over here. Ha'olam hazeh mali b'sheilos. This world is filled with questions. Mahi tachlis ha'chayim ba'olam hazeh. Back off, I think there are sheets. If anyone needs sheets, I think there are more of them over there still. But we're going to have svarim later on this week. Ha'olam hazeh mali b'sheilos. This world is filled with questions. Mahi tachlis ha'chayim ba'olam hazeh ha'mali b'sevel. What is the purpose of life? So we'll say, you see over here, the Mechaber, Rav Arush, wastes no time. Like, let's get right to it. What is the meaning of life? What is the meaning of life? He says, La'an ha'olam holech, where is the world going? Mat sofen ha'asil amin ha'enoshi. So here he's talking about more global issues. Like, what is the future of humanity? Imiya tzedek b'chala ha'shkafus u'b'darche ha'chaim. We'll say, who is right? Who is right in terms of the ha'shkafus ha'chaim? We'll say, you know, and it's interesting. So you see this a lot more in Eretz Yisrael, where you see that people are much starker in their life hashkafas. You know, in America, we each have our hashkafas, but the truth is, a lot of times we don't necessarily wear our hashkafas, our life outlooks, on our sleeves. Like, we pretty much are able to coexist peacefully, even if there are disagreements, they're much more beneath the surface. And in Eretz Yisrael, everything, passions run much higher, much higher. So at the end of the day, you wonder to yourself, you see these great theological and religious clashes. I don't even mean between religious and non-religious. I even mean within the religious community itself. And you wonder to yourself, you know, who's right? So we'll say, you know, if a person, you'll excuse me, but if a person is a Baal Gaiva, so they only say to them, of course I'm right. If a person is a little bit of an anav, a person a little bit humble, you always have to take a step back once in a while and ask yourself, I know this is my cause. I know this is my stance. But like, am I right? Am I right? It's a fundamental question. Who is right in terms of their hashkafas? Ma'ya derech ala usher. What is the path to happiness? Eich be'emes richen lechios. We'll say, how should we be living? Ve'ehaim ze bechal efshari limtza derech berura unechon lachios ba. Is it really possible to find the right path in life? Ha'im be'emes sof kol sof yeh tov alo. We'll say, we like to think that everything turns out okay in the end. But does it really? Va'od va'od. And this is just a sprinkling of some of those profound theological life questions. Rebbe will say these are the questions that often course through our minds each and every day. Madua yeshnam shinuyim kol kach gidolim bein bnei adam ubein mikrei chayehem. Rebbe will say, why does there sometimes seem to be an incredible disconnect between the nature of the character of a person and his life circumstances? What do I mean by that? So he says, "Lama la'echad yesh chayim kalim, or l'shini chayim kashim kol kach." But say, why is it that one person seems to have such an easy life, and a second person has such a difficult life? Lama ze nolad bari v'hashini bal mum. Why is it that one person was born healthy, another person could have been born with a variety of ailments and handicaps? Lama la'echad yesh parnasa bekalus, or the shini ha parnasa kasha. Why is it that some people, I will say, seem to have an easy time making parnasa, and others constantly struggle? Sha'echad echad chaya tov kol yamav. So we'll say, why is it that sometimes you have a person who mamish was good, just a good person through and through his whole life? Ukemo shom, as they say, afilu bizvuv lo haya nogea. He wouldn't even touch a fly. Right? There's an expression like that, right? He wouldn't even harm a fly. Niftar mimachala kasha begil tsar. Yet a person like that dies at a young age from a difficult disease. Vasheni, and yet you could have another guy, shurasha merusha, he's mamashurasha, ma'arich yomim, vishanim, yet he has longevity, ba'osher, with incredible wealth, who covered incredible respect, va'ot kiyotze bazeshinimra. And we'll say, we see things like this all of the time. We see things in this world that when we look at them, they simply do not make sense to us. Lama, why? How are we to understand this world? What's the second paragraph on the first page? Lama ani, section that begins, why me? Yoser mikomis oros hashelos etzel elu, shesov limbatsa mechasras. Now, the truth is, I could have a lot of these questions, but the truth is that if I am not the one who is afflicted, it's a lot easier to what? It's a lot easier to what? To just kind of have them come and go. Yes, I'm bothered by tzadik v'ralo. I'm bothered by the fact that bad things happen to good people. But the truth is, as long as those bad things aren't happening to me, I might be theologically bothered for a little bit of time, but then I move on. I might be bothered by why is it that it is so easy for one person to make parnasa, for another person not to, who struggles with parnasa. But the truth is, as long as I'm the one with parnasa, I think about it, I contemplate it, but at the end of the day, I simply move on from that. He says, but the person who is actually afflicted, the person who is actually suffering, those are the people that contemplate these issues all of the time. Vizesha parnasaso kasha shoel. Both say the one who has a difficult time with parnasa, he asks, Mama ploni chai chaye usha uravacha. Why is it that ploni, that other guy, he lives such a good and easy life? He has so much money. He has so much revach. Va'ani chai b'machsor tamidi. And I am constantly deficient. I am constantly struggling. V'tirdas parnasa motzia osimidaiti. You know, both say, it's an incredible yisod. You know, we like to think, you know, sometimes when someone's struggling with parnasa, so others who sometimes try to comfort them will say, you know, but at least you have your health. You know, that's true. It's nice to have your health. But you know what's also nice to have? So it's nice to have parnasa. And I would say, because at the end of the day, financial stress is one of the greatest stressors in life. One of the greatest stressors. When there is not parnasa rabosai, when there is not parnasa, there's often not shalom bayis. When there's not parnasa, there's often an incredible lack of ruchnius. For one simple reason, rabosai. Because when a person doesn't have sufficient parnasa, they put all of their life kochos into keeping their head above financial waters. So there's nothing left for anything else in life. There's nothing left for the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's nothing left for my wife. There's nothing left for my kids. That struggle takes up everything. So a person thinks to themselves, How could it be that this guy, everything comes so easily, everything comes so quickly, he seems to expend no effort, and the truth is, the guy, I know I have to love every single Jew, but that guy, Mamish, is rotten. I love him, but he's rotten through and through. I'm not pointing at anyone, I just want to be clear, my hands are just going like that. He's rotten through and through, and like, I'm trying to do the right thing in life, and I'm always struggling. Out of my mind. So a person, Nebuch, who has a child who is ill, asks, Madua l'kulam yesh yeda yiladim b'riyim v'chazokim. I look around and I see all of my friends, and all of them have children who are healthy. All of them have children, Baruch Hashem, who are thriving. V'alai nafal hagora l'gadal yelet choloni hamatzrich tipo yom yomi miyageya. And I have the mazel of having a child who needs constant intervention, constant help, constant aid each and every day. Once I turn the page, we'll just do one more paragraph and then we'll stop for today. Echad sheish lo mum mistakel al b'nei adam shesivivo ha'ochim b'chafshius. So we'll say a person himself who has a handicap, a person himself who has some type of mum. He looks around and he sees other people who walk around freely, who walk around without care, and he asks, Madua eila shleimim b'gufam. Why is it that all those other people are physically complete? And why is it that I have some type of handicap, I have some type of injury that prevents me from doing the things that I want to do in life? So we'll stop over here for today. But you understand that, again, Shlomo Rush, the Mechaber here, is really opening the door for us to ask all of the questions that we really think about all of the time, which is, Ribono Shel Olam, as much as we love you, but sometimes we look around and we wonder to ourselves, what is the Seder? What is the order in this world? How is it that some suffer, some thrive? How is it that some are healthy, some are not? How is it that some have children who are healthy, some? And it goes to all these different questions that have coursed through our mind at different points in time. This is the question now. First of all, we're legitimizing the question. The question itself is a legitimate one and is not chas v'shalom a chisar on the individual if you ask. We've legitimized the question, and in Merit Hashem tomorrow we'll begin to try to understand the Torah. We'll begin to try to understand the answer.